Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Beyond Order by Jordan B. Peterson, a compelling guide published in 2021 that explores the balance between chaos and order in our modern lives. Peterson, a notable clinical psychologist, University of Toronto psychology professor, and popular YouTube personality, expands upon the ideas presented in his best-selling book, 12 Rules for Life. While his previous work underscored the dangers of excessive chaos, Beyond Order shifts focus to the risks posed by too much rigidity. This book is tailored for individuals who find themselves overwhelmed by the complexities of life. It serves as a beacon for disorganized thinkers aiming to bring structure to their mental clutter, inactive dreamers seeking motivation, and anyone in search of direction. With Peterson's authoritative voice and practical insights, Beyond Order is not just a book, it's a roadmap to navigating the balance between chaos and order, ensuring personal growth and stability in an ever-changing world. Join us as we uncover the powerful lessons and strategies that Peterson offers to help you thrive amidst life's uncertainties. Beyond Order, 12 More Rules for Life. Introduction. Navigating the tightrope between chaos and order. In the realm of personal development and self-help, few books have sparked as much conversation as Jordan B. Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. Recognized for its bold exploration of society's ills through a blend of clinical psychology and profound philosophical insights, Peterson's work diagnosed a predominance of chaos in the modern world. His remedy? A vigorous call to arms for personal responsibility as a means of instilling order. Yet, as engrossing as these insights were, they only scratched the surface of a much larger picture. Enter the sequel to this foundational text, a deeper dive into the labyrinth of life's complexities. This time, Peterson enriches our understanding of how to navigate existence with an additional 12 rules. These new guidelines don't just reiterate previous lessons. Instead, they invite us on a journey beyond the familiar, into territories where the lines between too much chaos and excessive order blur. Peterson, with his characteristic blend of cultural, scientific, and psychological wisdom, and a keen eye for the symbolism in myths and popular culture, directs us toward a middle path. This path encourages an embrace of life's inherent uncertainty without falling into the traps of stagnation or aimlessness. As we venture through the insights offered, we learn about the significance of creating an environment that echoes our values, highlighting why something as seemingly trivial as office decor can profoundly influence our daily contentment and productivity. We delve into the archetypal narratives that shape our perceptions of villainy and heroism, understanding how tales of evil queens and tyrannical rulers illuminate our struggles with powerlessness and despair. But perhaps most intriguingly, we are urged to challenge the confines of our comfort zones, exemplified by the caution against settling for tiny plates, a metaphor for the self-imposed limits that stifle our growth and potential. Through these lessons, Peterson doesn't just offer a roadmap for dodging the pitfalls of chaos or the numbness of overly rigid order. Instead, he presents a vision for a life lived with purpose and meaning, balanced delicately between the extremes. Engaging with these chaotic strategies, we find ourselves better equipped to navigate the tumultuous seas of the modern world, armed with a keener understanding of how to sail these waters without losing sight of our horizon. Part 1: Unlocking Success, the Pivotal Role of Social Frameworks. The captivating explorations of early psychologists like Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung into the human psyche have certainly enhanced our understanding of human behavior. Their theories of the ID, ego, and superego, personifying our primal instincts, personal identity, and societal morals, have laid the groundwork for modern psychology. However, their focus on the internal landscape of the mind often overshadowed the significant impact external factors have on our development and well-being. At the heart of this conversation is a vital recognition. We are not solitary figures navigating life's complexities in isolation. Our connections to the wider social fabric, our relationships, cultural norms, and the institutions that shape them are indispensable in nurturing our success and mental health. The crux of the matter is simple yet profound. Without the guidance and support of social institutions, individual achievement remains an uphill battle. As we journey through life, the vastness of the world, with its endless possibilities and challenges, can be overwhelming. In seeking direction and making choices, it's the external anchors, our families, the legal system, educational establishments, and the subtle yet powerful norms of society that offer a compass. Consider the basic necessities of life, like food and shelter. While there are countless ways to fulfill these needs, social systems streamline these options, suggesting pathways that align with collective values and laws. Employment, for instance, emerges not just as a means of survival, but as a socially endorsed avenue to prosperity and fulfillment. This sheds light on how societal structures don't just constrain but empower us, offering clarity amidst chaos. From infancy, our immersion in the social world is both profound and transformative. With each passing year, we accumulate knowledge, hone our skills, and broaden our perspectives. We learn to decipher what society values, to troubleshoot problems, and to act in ways that enrich our lives and the fabric of our communities. Moreover, we come to recognize when to uphold the status quo and when to question or defy it when it falls short. Engagement in this dynamic process of adaptation and learning positions us within a social hierarchy. Our efforts can lead to a wealth of friendships, financial success, or distinction in our fields. Signs of prosperity recognized and celebrated by society. This journey underscores the tremendous impact of social scaffolding on individual trajectories, illustrating that our successes are as much a product of the social constructs around us as they are of our own making. Part 2. Transforming your life's canvas into a masterpiece. Once upon a time, in the dim corridors of history, where science and mystery dance together, alchemy reigned supreme. Alchemists, with their grand aspirations, believed they could transmute the mundane into the magnificent. At the heart of their pursuits lay the materia prima, a concept suggesting that, within the primal chaos, the potential for transformation into anything existed, be it base lead into noble gold, or even the inanimate into the animate. While the literal goals of alchemy might elude us today, its metaphorical lessons remain potent and relevant, especially when applied to the journey of personal transformation. Imagine your life as your very own materia prima, brimming with latent possibilities just waiting to be actualized. The quest you're embarking on is simple in proclamation, but profound in execution. Envision the person you wish to become, then embark on the path to embody this vision. Herein lies a profound truth that sets us apart from the rest of the animal kingdom. While the dolphin or chimpanzee is bound to the fate of its species' design, devoid of individual evolution from one generation to the next, we possess the unparalleled gift of imagination. With it, we can carve unique destinies, innovate beyond our current confines, and imagine new realities into existence. However, transforming oneself is far from a facile endeavor. It's a voyage fraught with trials and tribulations, where introducing order into the chaos of our lives demands courage and perseverance. This age-old struggle isn't just the stuff of modern musings, but echoes through the annals of mythology, such as the ancient tale of Marduk, the Mesopotamian god, amidst divine discord and worldly upheaval, envisioned a harmonious order. Through his trials, he subdued chaos, paving the way for a new era. Like Marduk, we too are called to confront and harness the tumult within to pave our path forward. To embark on this transformative journey, you first need to crystallize a vision that pulls you forward, be it achieving a lifelong ambition, creating something of beauty, or uncovering the answers to the questions that keep you awake at night. The tumultuous forces within, fear, indiscipline, temptation, will inevitably rise to challenge your resolve. It is in mastering these internal adversaries, step by painstaking step, that your envisioned self begins to materialize. Remember, the canvas of your life is vast and forgiving, ready to host the masterpiece you're capable of creating. By daring to imagine and steadfastly working towards that vision, you don't just become another character in your story. You become its hero, reshaping your materia prima into a reality that once existed only in the realm of your imagination. Part 3. Address the minor irritations before they become major issues. There's a peculiar anecdote from the Peterson household about Del Roberts, Jordan B. Peterson's father-in-law, who was the epitome of patience and equanimity. Through the most arduous circumstances, be it health challenges or profound grief, Del maintained his composure. Yet, there was a singular moment of unexpected frustration over something seemingly trivial. For 2 decades, he had quietly accepted eating his lunch on a tiny plate, until one day he could no longer hold back his irritation. This incident, while amusing on the surface, underscores a much deeper truth about human tolerance and the need for expressing dissatisfaction, no matter how minor it may seem. The essence of this tale comes down to a seemingly simple yet profound lesson. Do not let minor grievances accumulate unchecked. The mundane annoyances and irritants we encounter as part of daily life have a cumulative effect. While it might appear noble to shrug off these trifles, their persistence can transform them into significant sources of distress. Consider the story of one of Peterson's clients, whose marriage was strained not by infidelity, tragedy, or lost love, but by her husband's zeal for pop art collection. Initially a harmless hobby, it escalated to the point where their living space was overrun with items she found objectionable. Opting to remain silent, her discomfort and resentment festered until the situation became untenable, culminating in arguments and, ultimately, divorce. This scenario, though seemingly inconsequential at its core, mirrors the silent battles many of us face within our personal and professional lives. Hidden disagreements, unvoiced complaints, and suppressed emotions tend to accumulate, shrouded in a fog of avoidance. This strategy of evasion may offer temporary peace, but at the cost of facing a much larger confrontation down the line. The wiser, albeit more challenging approach, is to take a proactive stance toward resolving these minor grievances. As Peterson suggests, paying close attention to our emotional responses throughout the day can reveal underlying issues that warrant attention. It is far more constructive to address these discomforts early on, even if it means enduring short-term conflict or discomfort, than to allow them to grow into major obstacles. By embracing this strategy of vigilant self-awareness and timely intervention, we can prevent the small irritants in our lives from escalating into critical challenges. It's about choosing to engage with discomfort in the moment to secure long-term harmony and well-being. This approach not only fosters personal growth and resilience, but also safeguards our relationships and environments from the detrimental effects of unchecked irritation and resentment. Part 4. Embracing responsibilities. The pathway to a meaningful life. The ageless tale of Peter Pan captures the imagination not only because of its enchanting setting and the promise of eternal youth, but because Peter embodies a carefree existence devoid of any responsibilities. Meanwhile, his adversary, Captain Hook, stands on the other end of the spectrum as a symbol of adulthood, burdened with authority and the fear of mortality. While Peter Pan's Neverland adventures attract us for their freedom and possibilities, they also underscore an important truth about growing up and finding meaning through responsibility. Embarking on the journey from childhood to adulthood entails a significant transformation, a shift from being creatures of boundless potential to beings defined by our choices, actions, and responsibilities. There's an undeniable allure in retaining the endless possibilities of youth. However, as time passes, the freedom of having no fixed direction yields to the aspiration for a purposeful and meaningful life. Central to this transformation is the embracing of responsibilities, starting with the most fundamental, taking care of oneself. This might mean making decisions that benefit not just the now, but also the countless future versions of oneself. For instance, foregoing immediate gratification, like sleeping late, for actions that nurture your talents and skills, thus fostering growth and self-improvement. Such decisions often require us to trade spontaneity and unfettered freedom for order and structure. While this trade-off might seem daunting or even restrictive, it fundamentally enhances life's richness and meaning. Consider the analogy of a board game. Without rules, there's no game, only chaos. It's the discipline of the rules that makes the game engaging and its outcomes meaningful. Similarly, life, when guided by responsibilities and governed by self-imposed rules, becomes a deeply satisfying pursuit. In this light, taking on responsibilities transcends mere obligation. It becomes an act of self-definition and purpose, extending beyond personal fulfillment to contribute positively to those around us and our communities. Engaging actively in the world, seeking out roles that fill needs, and embracing the demands these responsibilities entail not only bring structure to our lives but also invest them with meaning and significance. Therefore, rather than shirking from the challenges that responsibilities present, we should lean into them, understanding that it is through these engagements that life's true meaning is discovered and nurtured. It's in the balance between the freedom of youth and the obligations of adulthood where we find not only purpose but also a sense of achievement and contentment. Part 5. Standing firm against practices you cannot endorse. Consider the scenario where you're employed by a globally recognized company. Suddenly, an email arrives, outlining a new policy on language sensitivity, complete with a list of words deemed inappropriate for the workplace. While initially appearing as a misguided attempt at political correctness, the reality sinks in when you realize your colleagues not only support but enthusiastically endorse expanding this list, despite the questionable rationale behind the ban. This isn't a far-fetched tale, but a real dilemma faced by one of Jordan B. Peterson's clients. Faced with a workplace culture she found intolerable, she ultimately made the difficult decision to leave, prioritizing her principles over conformity. This leads us to a fundamental truth. Enduring situations or environments we fundamentally disagree with is detrimental to both our personal integrity and broader societal health. Echoing the wisdom of Polonius in Shakespeare's Hamlet, "To thine own self be true," lies the challenge we all face, navigating a world that frequently demands compromises to our values and beliefs. Whether due to external pressures or internal conflict, the consequence of forsaking our convictions can be severe, leading to emotional turmoil and, on a larger scale, a societal shift towards unprincipled governance. So, what do you do when confronted with mandates that clash with your core values? One potentially transformative but chaotic path is to challenge these directives head-on. Embarking on this route requires preparation for the ensuing disorder, including gathering the necessary resources and knowledge to defend your stance effectively. However, direct confrontation is not always feasible or desired, given the potential for significant social fallout. An alternate approach is to opt out, to remove yourself from situations that force you to live inauthentically. While this might feel like surrendering, it is, in essence, a strategic withdrawal, a choice to seek environments that align more closely with your values. While the immediate aftermath of such decisions can involve loss or disorientation, the long-term benefits of aligning one's external circumstances with internal convictions cannot be overstated. By refusing to compromise on fundamental beliefs and taking a stand, be it through resistance or departure, one charts a course towards authenticity and ultimately a setting where one's principles are not just tolerated but celebrated. This path, though fraught with challenges, ensures that you live a life true to yourself, contributing to the shaping of a society that values integrity over compliance. Part 6. Questioning easy answers in a world of complex ideologies. Following the success of his book, 12 Rules for Life, the author embarked on a speaking tour, engaging with diverse audiences across North America and Europe. Amid discussions on philosophy and psychoanalysis, one theme surprisingly captivated his listeners more than any other: personal responsibility. This keen interest puzzled him at first, given its fundamental nature. However, conversations with attendees revealed that they had been predominantly exposed to narratives attributing their struggles to external forces, which left them feeling powerless. The concept of personal responsibility, then, came as a liberating revelation, inspiring them to take control of their lives. This observation underscores a critical admonition: the importance of scrutinizing ideologies, particularly those offering simplistic solutions to complex problems. In the twilight years of the 19th century, Friedrich Nietzsche proclaimed the metaphorical death of God, signifying the decline of Judeo-Christian values under the burgeoning influence of modernism and the Enlightenment. Nietzsche foresaw a future where the resulting void would be filled by new, potentially arbitrary ideologies fashioned by resolute individuals. Nietzsche's foresight materialized in the 20th century with the emergence of numerous ideologies. Regrettably, several of these belief systems, like Nazism, espoused reductionist views that blamed societal ills on specific groups or factors, advocating for radical and often destructive solutions. These ideologies presented the world through a lens of overly simplistic causation: good versus evil, oppressor versus oppressed, ignoring the intricate realities of human existence. In today's social landscape, though the names and nuances of ideologies have evolved, the penchant for simplification and scapegoating persists. Many contemporary ideologies, despite their ostensibly noble intentions, fall into the same trap of attributing complex societal problems to singular causes such as class disparities, sexism, or power dynamics. This adoption of a simplified worldview often leads to ressentiment, a profound and antagonistic resentment. Ressentiment is perilous for several reasons. It stokes discontent and anger towards those seen as successful, casting their achievements in an unjust light or as a form of oppression. Inherently, it fosters a mentality of victimhood, encouraging individuals to wallow in their grievances rather than pursuing self-improvement. Though initially empowering, this mindset is ultimately debilitating, locking individuals in a cycle of bitterness and thwarting their potential for growth and fulfillment. The path to a richer, more meaningful existence lies not in eschewing personal responsibility in favor of ideologically driven explanations, but in cultivating a mindset of introspection and resilience. By questioning simplistic answers and embracing the complexity of life's challenges, we open ourselves to genuine progress and the pursuit of personal excellence. Part 7. From Determination to Dazzle: The Transformative Power of Commitment. Imagine cradling a piece of coal in your hand, a substance mundane in its ubiquity, characterized by its murky hue and fragile composition. Yet, subject it to the formidable forces of heat and pressure, akin to those churning deep within the earth's belly, and it undergoes a miraculous transformation. Its carbon atoms, once haphazardly arranged, adopt a rigid crystalline structure, And just like that, from darkness emerges a diamond, resilient, radiant, and reverently valued across civilizations for its enchanting allure. This metamorphosis of coal into diamond serves as a powerful metaphor for personal growth and the impact of heartfelt dedication on human potential. Commit yourself wholly to a goal, and the fruits of that labor could dazzle you, much like the brilliance of a diamond. The path to substantial achievement, however, is one marred with resistance. Consider the universal struggle of adhering to a fitness regimen. It's a battle not just of the body, but of the mind's deepest, often conflicting desires. This friction, according to psychoanalytic theory, is largely the doing of the id, the psychic domain of our most basic impulses, including our quest for immediate pleasure, as well as the seats of our more tumultuous emotions, like anger and fear. When the id reigns, steering our ship with its capricious whims, aligning our actions with our more noble, long-term aspirations can feel akin to Sisyphus's eternal boulder pushing. But there lies a path to mastery over these primal forces, unequivocal commitment to a pursuit. This dedication acts as a crucible, harnessing our chaotic impulses towards a unified, purposeful endeavor. The rewards, as Jordan B. Peterson discovered through his rigorous academic journey at McGill University, are manifold. The slog through dense literature, the crafting of intricate arguments, and the navigation of academia's labyrinths refined not only his intellectual faculties, but also augmented his social acumen and mental fortitude. This intense period of disciplined effort delivered not just academic accolades, but a profound sense of psychic contentment. This transformative process mirrors the evolution from coal to diamond, underscoring a fundamental truth about human nature. When we channel our energies, including those raw, untamed parts of our psyche, towards a clear and compelling objective, we not only subdue the forces of chaos within us, but align them in service of our aspirations. The result? A synthesis of our inner complexities into something stronger, more beautiful, and infinitely more valuable, much like the creation of a diamond under the earth's relentless pressure. In embracing this rigorous path of focused endeavor, remember that the journey from the grit of coal to the gleam of diamond is not just about enduring pressure, it's about recognizing and harnessing the inherent worth of our deepest efforts and the splendor of what those efforts can yield. Part 8. Create a sanctuary of beauty in your own space. Imagine stepping into the realm of academia, only to find yourself surrounded by walls that emanated nothing but starkness and sterility. This was the reality faced daily by faculty and students alike at the University of Toronto, a setting far removed from the warmth and inspiration one might seek in a place of learning. Determined to challenge this norm, Jordan B. Peterson embarked on a personal mission to infuse his office with a sense of beauty and individuality. Despite facing initial resistance from administration, Peterson's persistence paid off. Through deliberate choices in color, texture, and lighting, he transformed a typical, uninspiring office into a haven of warmth and creativity. This act of aesthetic rebellion not only changed the atmosphere of his personal workspace, but also altered the administration's perception of what such a space could embody. This endeavor underscores a vital principle, the importance of carving out spaces of beauty, however small or seemingly insignificant they may be. Echoing the sentiments from 12 Rules for Life, where Peterson emphasizes the value of bringing order to one's immediate environment as a stepping stone towards larger life goals, this tale extends the conversation to include the pursuit of beauty. It's not just about organization and cleanliness, it's about cultivating an environment that uplifts, inspires, and moves the soul. Art, in its many forms, holds the power to transcend the mundane, to spark reflection, and to connect us to the sublime. A visit to any revered art gallery reveals the universal appeal of beauty. how a single work of art can command attention, provoke thought, and evoke profound emotions, regardless of the viewer's background or expertise. As we journey through life, it's easy to become desensitized to the beauty that surrounds us, to overlook the magic in the mundane. Yet, by reintroducing ourselves to the wonders of our world, whether through a child's eyes, marveling at the simplest of sights, or through our engagement with artistic expressions, we can rekindle our sense of awe and curiosity. Moreover, immersing ourselves in art and beauty is not merely a pursuit of pleasure. It's a dialogue with perspectives that challenge, broaden, and enrich our own. The initial rejection faced by the Impressionists, only to later be celebrated for their pioneering vision, serves as a reminder that beauty often lies just beyond the edge of our current understanding. Therefore, as we navigate the complexities of life and seek to impose order upon chaos, let us not forget to make room for beauty by actively seeking out and creating spaces that nourish our souls. We not only enhance our daily lives, but also pay homage to the transformative power of aesthetic beauty. Part 9. Transforming pain into lessons. The power of confronting painful memories. Imagine it's the dead of night, and instead of being lost in the tranquility of sleep, your mind decides to embark on a torturous journey through your past's most painful corridors. There you are, replaying scenes of personal failures, moments where you inflicted pain, deception, or simply acted in ways beneath your true self. Alternatively, your thoughts may veer towards the wounds others have inflicted upon you, betrayals, disappointments, and moments of isolation. This scenario is all too familiar for many, often misconstrued as our brain's way of punishing us. However, this nocturnal introspection is not sadistic. Rather, it is a deeply ingrained evolutionary feature designed to prevent the repetition of past mistakes. The essence of this process is encapsulated in the principle: investigate and examine any memory that causes you pain. Progress and growth in life are contingent upon a thorough understanding of our past. However, there's a natural tendency to evade or suppress memories, especially those that provoke discomfort or pain. Yet, when we muster the courage to delve into these memories, we uncover opportunities for profound personal development. The revisitation of painful childhood memories elucidates this concept exceptionally well. The interpretive lens of a child is inherently limited, shaping their recollections into simplistic narratives that don't capture the complexity of the events. As adults, revisiting these memories can offer new perspectives and understanding, transforming our pain into actionable wisdom. Jordan B. Peterson recalls a patient who, as a toddler, was subjected to abuse by another child. Initially, her retelling of the events was filtered through her childhood perception, an interpretation that portrayed the abuser in almost monstrous terms. However, as she processed the memory from an adult's viewpoint, she recognized that her abuser too was a child, bound by the same limitations of understanding and control. This realization was pivotal, enabling her to find peace and closure. The journey towards confronting painful memories is neither easy nor straightforward. It involves an introspective pilgrimage into the depths of our psyche, facing the demons that have long haunted us. Writing down these memories in exhaustive detail can serve as a cathartic exercise, helping to structure our thoughts and emotions. Through this process, we begin to distill the essence of our experiences, extracting valuable lessons that guide our future actions. By courageously facing our past, acknowledging the pain but refusing to be defined by it, we pave the way for healing and growth. This approach allows us to glean wisdom from our experiences, transforming erstwhile sources of agony into beacons of insight. Part 10. Igniting passion through dedication. The art of nurturing romantic relationships. Picture this. A couple walks into a therapist's office, each step heavy with the weight of unspoken grievances. One partner feels overlooked and undervalued, while the other seems distant and apprehensive. Their once vibrant relationship has dimmed into a monotonous routine, devoid of genuine connection. Prompted by the therapist, they reveal that it's been ages since they last dedicated time to simply enjoy each other's company. Following this realization, they commit to regular dates, only to find the initial attempts awkward and uninspiring. However, with persistence, the magic slowly but surely rekindles, unfolding into a newfound appreciation and deeper love for one another. This scenario underscores a vital truth about intimate relationships. They require consistent effort, planning, and dedication to thrive. In Scandinavian tradition, there exists a marriage ceremony where the couple, hand in hand, lifts a candle as they vow to uphold the sacred principles of love, loyalty, and mutual devotion. This act symbolizes their commitment to navigate life's journey together, guided by these ideals. Such rituals beautifully encapsulate the essence of what it means to be in a committed relationship. Contrary to the notion that love should be effortless, sustaining a romantic partnership is indeed an active endeavor. It's about the persistent engagement in open dialogue and mutual understanding, a process that demands both reflection and articulation of individual desires and aspirations. This convergence of hearts and minds is the bedrock of trust, built through countless negotiations and shared experiences. While some of these discussions delve into the depths of personal psyche, many revolve around the everyday logistics of life, division of household responsibilities, career pursuits, and parenting philosophies. The path each couple takes may vary, with some finding solace in traditional roles and others exploring a dynamic, ever-evolving negotiation. What matters most, however, is the willingness to engage in these conversations explicitly, thereby preempting potential conflicts and misunderstandings. Equally important in the tapestry of a fulfilling marriage is the preservation of romance and intimacy. It might seem counterintuitive, but scheduling time for closeness, whether it's a date night or an intimate moment, can be a practical approach to ensuring the relationship remains vibrant. While the act of scheduling might appear formal, the emotional warmth and connection it fosters are as authentic as spontaneous gestures of affection. In essence, nurturing a romantic relationship is akin to tending a garden. It requires patience, attention, and the willingness to invest time and effort. Through this dedicated approach, the relationship can blossom into an enduring source of support, joy, and passionate connection, lighting up both partners' lives with the glow of shared love and commitment. Part 11. Choose stories that uplift, not those that embitter. Remember the magic of childhood bedtime stories? Snuggled under the covers, you'd listen intently as fantastical tales unfolded, transporting you to worlds far beyond your bedroom walls. Far from mere entertainment, these stories served as your first lessons in morality, bravery, and the complexity of human nature. Indeed, from our earliest days, narratives have been the framework through which we make sense of the world around us, casting life's myriad experiences in terms of heroes, villains, conflicts, and resolutions. As we navigate the tapestry of life, the narratives we internalize become the lens through which we perceive reality, deeply influencing our beliefs, behaviors, and emotional responses. Thus, it is imperative that we curate the tales we tell ourselves with great care. The essence of this concept is encapsulated in a simple yet profound directive: steer clear of narratives that breed resentment, deceit, or arrogance. At the heart of every story are archetypal figures that resonate across cultures and epochs. Consider nature, embodying both the nurturing fairy godmother and the malevolent evil queen, symbols of life's inherent unpredictability and dual potential for creation and destruction. Culture, meanwhile, presents itself as the dichotomy of the wise king, offering guidance and protection, and the tyrannical ruler, representing oppression and rigidity. These archetypes, along with the hero confronting adversity and the adversary sowing discord, form the basis of our personal and collective myths. The narratives we adopt, whether consciously or subconsciously, determine our role within our own story. Those who fixate on life's injustices, embodying the roles of evil queens or tyrannical rulers, risk succumbing to resentment. This bitterness can lead to deceitful behaviors as one seeks to undercut perceived adversaries by any means necessary. Such actions not only compromise one's integrity, but also engender a dangerous arrogance, falsely elevating the individual above the immutable laws of reality. Conversely, embracing a more balanced narrative, one that acknowledges the dual aspects of nature and culture, the challenges they present, and the opportunities they offer, cultivates a disposition towards heroism rather than villainy. Recognizing both the capriciousness of fortune and the importance of personal agency allows us to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and resolve. In essence, by carefully selecting the stories we tell ourselves, opting for those that inspire resilience, empathy, and virtue over those that foster bitterness and hubris, we wield the power to shape our character and destiny. Engaging with narratives that elevate our spirits and prompt us towards nobility allows us to assume the role of the hero in our own life's journey, meeting each challenge with courage and integrity. Part 12, Finding Gratitude Amidst Life's Trials. In one of the Bible's most poignant moments, as Jesus is nailed to the cross and approaches his end, he cries out in despair, questioning his forsaken state. This powerful scene captures the essence of human vulnerability, raising a compelling question. If a figure as spiritually profound as Christ can confront such agony, what hope do we have in facing the inevitable sorrows life presents? Undeniably, life's journey is interspersed with trials. Loss, grief, and suffering are universals of the human condition. However, within this seemingly bleak landscape lies a profound lesson: the coexistence of joy and sorrow, underscoring the importance of gratitude, even in our darkest hours. Gratitude in suffering is rooted in recognizing the dual nature of existence. Where light exists, shadows are cast. Psychologists have explored how individuals navigate the valleys of suffering, identifying strategies ranging from practical problem solving to transcending pain through an embrace of inner strength or a devotion to a higher purpose. For instance, palliative care workers face mortality daily, yet find solace and meaning in providing comfort to those at the end of their life's journey. However, the ubiquity of suffering can sometimes lead to despair, as seen in the rationale behind antinatalism. Advocates argue that the inherent suffering in life makes procreation an unethical imposition on the unborn. This philosophy echoes the rationale of those contemplating suicide, propelled by the logic that escaping life's hardships justifies an early exit. Yet, this perspective neglects a fundamental truth. Suffering's existence is intrinsically tied to our capacity to experience joy, love, and fulfillment. The agony of heartbreak underscores the joy found in love. The grief experienced in loss highlights the value and impact of those we've cherished. Every moment of pain carries within it a reflection of life's bittersweet richness. When confronted with suffering, embracing gratitude allows us to see beyond the immediacy of our pain. It invites us to appreciate the broader tapestry of our lives, acknowledging that each challenge also encompasses a lesson, a moment of growth, or a spark of potential joy. This mindset doesn't deny or belittle our pain, but provides a framework to navigate it with grace and resilience. In practicing gratitude, we not only fortify our spirit against the onslaught of life's trials, but also cultivate a deeper appreciation for the mosaic of experiences that define our existence. By recognizing and cherishing life's fleeting joys amidst adversity, we draw closer to a state of equilibrium where gratitude becomes our sanctuary and suffering, a gateway to profound personal transformation. Final summary. Navigating the intricate labyrinth of life, with its myriad challenges and uncertainties, requires more than mere happenstance. It demands a deliberate and thoughtful approach to our inner and outer worlds. To anchor oneself amidst the swirling tides of psychological turmoil, emotional upheavals, and the ever-evolving social landscape, certain principles can serve as beacons, guiding us towards fulfillment and resilience. Key among these guiding principles is the commitment to a purposeful goal, nurturing a vision that transcends the fleeting distractions of daily life and aligning our actions towards its attainment. This commitment becomes a bulwark against the chaos of existence, offering direction and meaning in our endeavors. Equally important is the discernment to recognize and resist overly simplistic ideologies that claim to offer easy solutions to life's complex problems. These seductive narratives, while appealing in their clarity, often obscure the nuanced reality of our world, leading us astray from genuine understanding and growth. In our quest for balance and purpose, the pursuit of beauty emerges as a vital source of inspiration and solace. Whether in the physical environment we cultivate or the art we engage with, beauty connects us to the transcendent aspects of our experience, invigorating our spirit and enriching our lives. Crucial, too, is the mindfulness with which we select and interpret the stories that shape our perception of ourselves and the world. These narratives can empower or ensnare us, depending on their alignment with truth, virtue, and personal integrity. By choosing stories that uplift rather than degrade, we steer our lives towards higher ground. Lastly, in the face of life's inherent suffering, the practice of gratitude stands out as a powerful antidote to despair. Acknowledging the good amidst the bad, the joy amidst the sorrow, we cultivate resilience that fortifies us against the vicissitudes of life. This gratitude is not a dismissal of pain, but an affirmation of life's worth, embracing its whole spectrum with open-hearted courage. In essence, as we journey through the complexities of existence, these principles, commitment to a goal, skepticism towards simplistic solutions, the appreciation of beauty, careful narrative selection, and an attitude of gratitude, equip us with the tools to navigate with wisdom, resilience, and grace. Through them, we find not only a path through adversity, but also the possibility of a life lived with depth, purpose, and fulfillment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.